Hello, all you positive heads out there. It's so good to be back with all you beautiful reflections of the one source consciousness that creates and animates all things. If you're new to this podcast, of course, we're super happy to have you here. And if you've been listening and enjoying for a while, I would be super grateful if you would please take a moment to give us a review on Apple Podcasts. It's one of the best and simplest ways to pay it forward and help others find the show so that they too can tap into the powerful perspectives and positive vibrations we are collectively emanating. The other unique and magical way to share this show is by sending any friends you think would benefit from listening to this podcast our Game with the Universe link at positivehead.com/game. Also listed in the show notes, which will serve them up a quote-unquote random episode when they click it. Just instruct them before clicking the link to close their eyes for a moment and sincerely ask the universe to cue up the episode that contains the insight and perspectives that they most need to hear at this point in their life journey, and then click to listen to whatever episode is synchronistically served up to them. I have heard time and time again from people about the incredible results they received playing the game. So just tell your friends, magical results are guaranteed or their karma back. All right, all you positive heads, welcome back to another episode of the Positive Head Podcast. I am so happy to be here with you all and not flying solo today. I have the lovely Erica Middlemiss here with me. Hello, Miss Miss. Welcome back.
Hello, Brandon. Hello, everyone.
Hello, hello, everyone. Hello. Hi.
Hello.
It's so odd for me to have someone on as a co-host sometimes. It's like, oh, you mean I don't have to talk to myself?
Right. Yeah.
This you get is so exciting.
Used to doing it by yourself. I love being here. It's so fun.
I love having you, and people love to hear your wisdom, a little divine feminine energy from time to time to balance out my wackiness, I think
is
a good thing.
Masculine energy.
Yeah, exactly. So let's dive right in, shall we? I am going to start off with a review on iTunes. You guys know I love my iTunes reviews. They help us to reach and meet new people, and certainly help to fuel my fire when I hear positive feedback from you guys to continue with this labor of love. And this particular review is by Kirst412. Happy Girl is the title. I'm seriously so happy I came across this podcast. I was trying to find something to help me stay positive, and I absolutely found it. I just started listening today, and it may have been a binge listen, and I just loved them all. Brandon is freaking bomb, and it seriously put a positive spin on my day that is only amplified. Gah, I love it all. Can't wait for more. I love the enthusiasm, Kirst. Thank you so much for taking the time to connect and share. And yeah, on day one, too. So any of you guys who haven't reviewed out there, look at Kirst day one. But no, it's fine. You don't have to review if you don't want to. I'll just be here crying alone in the corner, you know.
Don't help us. Don't help out.
No. Oh, man. So, yeah, love it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. If you guys also, if you haven't connected on the Positive Heads Facebook group, you can do so. Ask questions there. Look for feedback from other listeners. It's Positive Heads with an S. And you can also write in through positivehead.com any questions that you have. And speaking of questions, we have a few that we're going to address today, and we're certainly here at an interesting time. A lot of energy going on with the eclipse, you got lunar eclipse and solar eclipse and so many things bubbling up. Erica, I know you said you've been feeling the energies, sensitive lady that you are.
Yes. I'm very sensitive to the energies of the alignments of the planets. And this is such a strong time right now with the Lion's Gate too. This opening of this portal between the realms of the spiritual and physical, you know, this awakening energy that we're getting. And so I wanted to pick a topic, you know, because this is coming up a lot for me. It's coming up a lot for friends and clients, where all of this old stuff is coming back up, these old patterns that we thought we dealt with. And they're coming back up, kind of sitting in our labs, giving us the opportunity to deal with them again, this time once and for all, so we can actually let them go, so we can let all of this amazing energy in.
Mm.
So
yeah, that sounds like a really good good idea. I like this. I'm in.
Right? Yeah, yeah. It's a time to trust ourselves, open our hearts, release our fear, let go of all that past crap that we're hanging on to, that guilt. You know, it's like, what can we do about it now? Right? We need the strength and this courage to move forward, like the lion of the gate, you know?
Right. And that's the thing is, you know, I say it all the time on the show. It's reality, you know, our lives, this experience, it's a spiral, right? We circle back to things for further clarification and refinement. And so oftentimes things that we think we've worked through, all of a sudden it's like, oh, this again, like, why is this rearing its head? And so, yeah, I mean, merging between dimensions, all the things that are happening astrologically, obviously a ton of energy. And we had some questions that sort of played into this idea of letting go of things that, you know, that are in our heads. And funny enough, by two different Ashleys. So Ashley one wrote in and said, "Dear Positive Heads, I'm hoping to get your thoughts. For some reason, I continue to struggle with worrying about what people think of me. Some days I'm confident and full of love, and some days I feel down and question if my friends, coworkers, and neighbors really like me. It eats at me until I feel insecure and depressed. I meditate on surrounding myself with white and pink light and imagine I'm enveloped with love. But today I don't feel as strong. I am taking some time off work for an illness and keep worrying about my coworkers thinking I'm weak and making excuses to not be at work. I'm probably just protecting my own insecurity. Any advice on how to not worry so much about what other people think would be much appreciated. Thank you." Next one, another Ashley says, "Hey, Brandon, first, I just want to let you know how much I enjoy the podcast. I listen to it every morning and it sets me in the right mindset for the day. As the ego mind tends to still exist, I sometimes need reminders of our true nature so that I can come back home to myself. Thank you for your work in raising the collective consciousness. The question I have is, how do we set boundaries as a spiritual being? I know that what someone else does has nothing to do with us, but how do we practice unconditional love with people who may just not be good for us? Do we need to find acceptance? Do we practice not allowing their actions to bother us? Does this tie back to when you talked about expectations? I'm curious what your thoughts are." So we got two questions there, Erica, both sort of tie into, you know, dealing with internal issues, right? I guess they're all internal issues, really.
Exactly.
So yeah. do you want to give your feedback, starting with the first one?
Well, sure. Yeah, exactly that. And this is something that I struggle with. I think we all struggle with this. I don't know if you struggle with this, Brandon, but I certainly do. And it's caused much anxiety in my life, you know? So something I've had to deal with, and the way that I've dealt with it is by realizing.
You're talking about how people are sort of judging you. Is that what you?
Yes. You know, yes. Caring about what other people think and yeah, letting it affect me and how I behave. Right. Like when I was little, I had severe, severe anxiety about public speaking. Look what I'm doing. Right. I had to let that go. Right.
Yeah.
So I had to realize that all these people around me are just my mirrors and that we're all love. And if I can see the oneness and the love within them, then I see them as an opportunity, like a catalyst for my mind to show me the stuff that I need to deal with inside. Right.
Right. Yeah. It's such a big, prevalent issue that everyone faces. You asked if I have dealt with it. I think every single human has dealt with it on some level or the other. It's just varying degrees, right? Mm-hmm, it's like hey, some people, of course, it's racked their whole world. What do other people think of me? And others, it's like, you know, it's there in a more normal dose, if you will. And so, yeah, you know, one of the things that I've seen said many times that I fully agree with, your life, you really can start living when you stop caring what other people think.
Yes.
Right? And it doesn't mean that you have to you know, you have to be like an ass about it. Like, right. Oh, screw them. I don't care. It's more like, yes. I love myself enough. Yes, I know I am doing my best. I know my intentions are good. I know that I am living my truth. And if that doesn't, it's not going to resonate with everyone. I mean, imagine the reviews I would get if all the people who weren't open to the things I'm talking about were actually tuning in. Luckily, this is something you voluntarily tune into. Like, if everyone's forced to hear my podcast, like, man, I mean, there'd be some angry, hateful reviews, right? Mm-hmm. There'd probably be death threats and everything you can think of, you know? And so you're never going to please everyone, and nor do you have to. And it's such a big misconception. You know, people living their whole lives trying to, how do I please someone external and myself? And that is the slippery slope you can ever be on. And you are absolutely doomed to misery if it's always tied to what other people's opinions of you are.
Right. The outside world. If you define yourself by the outside world, you're always in trouble.
Yeah. Right. And, you know, just to touch a little bit on the next question as well, you know, how do we set boundaries as a spiritual mm-hmm. being? And, you know, for some people, you know, this gets tricky because they're like, okay, I'm moving into my spiritual awareness. And does that mean I need to just be a punching bag for other people? And this kind of goes hand in hand with, you know, how other people view you and vice versa. If someone is not being respectful of you in any way or making you uncomfortable, you're in no obligation to surround yourself with that. Or, you know, Michael Lozier, when he was on the show, he talked about this. You know, it's like your job is to manage your vibration and to keep it where it needs to be. And if someone is coming in and disrupting that, you're under no, yes, you can have unconditional love. You can, you know, part of the question was, how do we practice unconditional love with people who may not be good for us? The answer is from a distance. Mm-hmm. You're not obligated to put yourself in anyone's line of fire, so to speak.
Yes, exactly. And also, like, letting go of that need for people to understand you and where you are. Like, let people be where they're at, and that's okay. And you are where you're at, and that's okay. That's your boundary, you know?
Yeah. Absolutely. You know, a quote that Tesla said, most persons are so absorbed in the contemplation of the outside world that they're wholly oblivious to what is passing on within themselves. Right.
And oblivious.
And, you know, stop all the external gazing, all the external fixation, move within in yourself and understand that the external will shift based off the internal. And that's something, of course, that we constantly talk about on the show and we'll continue to talk about because it's difficult. It's like, you know, it's kind of like, don't look behind the curtain. I think of like Wizard of Oz. Don't notice all the glimmering lights and all the things, you know, like go into inside where it's completely dark. And, yeah. You know, but that is the path to changing what's external. Like all those reflections, those shiny, colorful reflections that are characters and places and things, they're all reflections of what's going on inside of you. Mm-hmm. And you actually suggested a video that is I really, really liked and I'd like to share by Kyle Cease, who we've shared videos of before. He says he's talking here why people's opinions of you aren't real. We have a little bit of editing in here with some delay that's somewhat interesting in the editing choice, I felt like. But, you know, the message is really, really good. Take a listen.
You should be able to hear this whether you're a Christian or a spiritual person or you're an atheist, and just understand there's a creative part of you that lives in the moment. That's the part of you that's creating and having a great time. And here's where people get caught up. They go, well, is that the universe or is it God or is it your instincts? I don't know. You should be able to say all of them. That thing doesn't matter. People get so caught up in arguing about that crap that they miss the point. They miss the growing. It doesn't matter what the hell it is. Connect with that place. It feels like you're either this skeptical, angry person that believes nothing's possible. You're just like, everything's bullshit and I hate this. Or there's this weird other extreme where they change their name to like Rainbow Maca Sunshine and they don't shave their armpits. I'm not experiencing what they're experiencing, so this isn't judgment. But like, what about all the people in the world that just want to do more with their life? I think to myself, where's the middle? There's got to be a middle there where we are like we were when we were kids. When we were kids. When we were kids. When we were kids. You are what you love and not what loves you. If you really break that down, what that means is when we were kids, all we did was played. We literally just played and we did what we loved to do. We created. We were drawing all day. We were singing all day. We didn't care what people thought about us or what our ex-girlfriend was doing. We didn't even care about that stuff or who are we going to get to date us or what's the boss think at the company. We just did what we loved to do. We created and we played all day, literally all day. And we pretended that we were certain people that we wanted to be when we grew up. We pretended we were firemen or a DJ or a comedian or a famous singer. And we just did that. It was going from in to out. Our creativity was what was running us. It was going from in to out. It was going from in to out. It was going from in. And as time goes on, we learn from society we can't do stuff. And kind of society turns us into a consumer, consumer, consumer. We've been conditioned to move to a place of what loves us. And almost every decision we make now is based on what other people think about us. If you go on a date with someone you really like, you're going, I want this person to like me. So you're saying, this person completes me. So you're really saying, I'm incomplete without this person. You're going to be insane on the date. And that's why we're in fear, because we're running around going, oh man, I hope this thing goes this way. I hope I get this job. I hope this person likes me. Oh, what if I don't get rent paid, blah, blah, blah. If you're under the illusion that these things outside of you are what complete you, you will always be a victim, because everything has to change to make you happy. So you're dependent on that, and you're moving from a place from out to in, place from out to in, place from out to in. When you were a kid, you weren't sitting there managing fake lists and hoping you had as many customers as possible. You were working on you. And that same mentality exists in the people who are the greatest at what they do. The greatest speakers and the greatest everyone doesn't worry about their lists. They weren't looking at their lists and how many people they got. They were working on themselves and they were excelling at that. And because of that, they were undeniably amazing. You can work, but it can be effortless. I think that there's a level of effortlessness that shows up by you enjoying the process of working on yourself. That's the goal of life. And when you do that, the results will show up when they're supposed to. Instead, let go of the results. Have a little intention, let go of the results, and watch how quickly they show up when you let go of them. You are what you love and not what loves you.
Yeah, so this was a great choice, Erica. Great suggestion. I mean, the creative Thanks. Part of you lives in the moment. It doesn't matter what you call it, you know, just connect. So many people get caught up on what it is. Universe, God, Source, Jesus, Allah. I mean, right. It's like, and then it turns into like how we can argue about what it is. It's like, it's kind of like I say all the time. I don't care if someone is channeling, claims to channel, might be channeling, is talking to the dead, isn't talking to the dead. You know, there's so many interesting things that I share on the show. And I'm like, at the end of the day, what's the message? Right. I'm not too don't get caught up on, you know, the semantics of who and what it is.
Right. Names don't matter. It's the energy behind it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, you know, our society is so conditioned for us. It's conditioned us. So we worry about what other people think about us. Like he said, when we go on a date, I love that example. I've been telling women this for years, like stay in your bubble is what I tell them. Like, it doesn't matter how they feel about you. You are worried about you. And if you like them, is this a person that you want to allow in your world? This isn't about them.
Right.
This is about you. And if you are happy and do you love you in this moment?
Right.
That's where we're happy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right, right, right. And yeah, he talked about, you know, you are what you love and not what loves you. Mm-hmm. I love this. I think it was a movie Adaptation with Nicolas Cage. Did you see this?
I've never seen
ever seen this movie. Oh, it's really, really good. I mean, it's a pretty old movie, maybe 20 years old or so. But he plays twins in the movie with himself, obviously. But and, you know, I remember one scene towards the end where he talks about, you know, and they had this kind of tumultuous love-hate relationship kind of going on. And, you know, one of the twins to the other one said something to the effect as, you know, my loving you isn't conditional on you loving me back. It's like, it's this unconditional sort of love. And when, you know, you kind of move into that place, you are what you love, not what loves you. Like, your love is not conditional. Your self-love is not conditional on what someone else thinks, how someone else is looking at you, what is going on outside of you, how someone else feels about you, you know?
Right.
Such a key thing to get.
Totally. Letting go of the result of it. Like, do what you're doing with intention and then let go of the results. That's the best advice.
Yep.
And I love this whole idea. It reminds me of the devil archetype in the tarot. Mm-hmm. And if you guys have ever seen this card, you know, it's this devil and he's sitting on this big block, which is symbolic of the material illusion that we live in. And then there's these two humans, a male and a female, and they're chained to him in this block. But the thing about it is the chains aren't tight. They're so loose that they slip right off. They can just come right. And it's a decision in your mind. You decide to remove these chains, to free yourself from this illusion, from the bonds and the thoughts and feelings and opinions of other people. This is like what reclaiming our sovereignty is all about. You know, the truth that we're souls here, we're having an experience, and everything beyond that, it's just an illusion. You know, it's only our thoughts, our feelings, and emotions that matter. Think about when someone dies. Like, what's left? You don't sit around and talk about grandpa's nice suit and his nice car and how, you know, awesome his boat was. No.
Right.
You talk about your memories and your experiences. And that's it. Maya Angelou, one of my favorite people, says, at the end of the day, people won't remember what you said or did. They'll remember how you made them feel. And so we need to remember, you know, who we really are. And that helps us to not be affected by what others think and do. We are source. We are love. We are light. So it's a healthy sense of not caring.
Absolutely. I mean, the biggest thing that I can stress in this conversation for any of you out there that are, you know, have this issue with so concerned about what other people think. And of course, then them showing up in a way that doesn't make you feel good in the way they seem to be perceiving you and judging you, is when you understand that they're only showing up and looking at you in a way that is reflective of the way you look at you. Like, it's always starting from the inside out. When you can get it right within yourself, that self-love, they're going to start reflecting that. They're going to see you the way you see you, because they're just reflections. It's all reflections of you. And this is the biggest thing. You hold the power to change how other people see you, ironically, by not no longer caring how they see you and learning to love yourself. It's, you know, it's the way the game works.
I'm glad you made that point, that once you do that, then your external world absolutely is a reflection of that, right? We create all of this in our head. And this reminds me of a quick story I'm going to share with you guys about my first trip on mushrooms. Somebody had recently asked, another Andrea, another A name. she asked this question about some advice. And so the first time I ever ate, it was with a big group of people in college. And one person, a good friend of mine, started having a bad trip. I mean, to the point where he was in a corner shaking and green. And so that made me have a bad trip as an empath, especially you're tripping. Yeah. It's like 10 times worse. And he's a good friend. So I then slunk down into a corner, started doing that same thing he's doing. And my brother, who luckily was all sober and had a lot of experience, came over to me and he said, "Err, it's all in your head. It's all in your head, Err." And literally it was like this light bulb went off. Mm. And I was like, ding. You're right. Yeah. Yeah. It felt like that. Holy cow. Like, it is. It's totally in my head. And I went up to my friend, told him that, and he had the light bulb. And it was like, from that moment on, for the rest of my life, I remember that. This is all in my head. I make it. Mm. I decide. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful realization. This has been a wonderful experience yet again, Miss Erica, Miss, for coming and connecting. I hope this helps some of you journeyers out there in 3D. And we will be back, of course, again. Erica's going to co-host another one with me here shortly. So if you enjoyed Erica, she'll be back. I'll be back.
I will.
You have a song. You have a song to leave us with?
I do. I thought this song was great. It's called Lioness Eye by Xavier Rudd. And it's like that strength of the lion, that freeness of the lion you can feel from this beautiful song. So enjoy.
Lovely. Thank you.